5 for my niggas on the cell. Bring some weed, I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib. This bitch fuck with one of my own Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in the spot, so I don't know. Which one? One of them 6'5 niggas, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm up in the motherfucking spot, so boom, I'm up in the pussy. Whatever, whatever. I sparks up some lies. I do creep sin up on some.
Get the fuck out.
It must have been rained out or something when it comes up in the spot.
Get the fuck
had
out.
Me skin, had me skin.
Yawn into the microphone.
Nah.
I asked you if you're ready and you yawned. Welcome to Basketball Stories.
When I yawn when I'm ready.
Welcome to Basketball Stories. Shut up. I'm Kyle.
Ready to attack after any yawn.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Dan.
I'm Cleveland. You know, give me a couple yawns and I'm good to go. Like,
it's not a saying.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a saying.
Yeah, it's a
you're
common
like low saying. Energy enough for
nah,
that
it's
saying
a common
to
saying.
Work for you. Give me a couple yawns and I'm good to go.
Yeah. You know.
Well, today, we got a great episode today.
I believe so as well.
Yeah.
Very excited for this one because we get to cross worlds. This one isn't all basketball.
That's right.
It's an hour of basketball. It's part music.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to music. Have you listened to music before, Dan and Kyle?
I've actually never given it a shot.
In the last 6 or 7 months, I've really been getting into music.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wow. Like, you look
pretty
like
cool.
Music guy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a music guy. I like listening to it. Sometimes I hum along. It's what's up.
So just
one day.
So just like
you're hoping to
I'm
learn
like
the words.
I'm like bragging to people at bus stops. I'm like. You ever fuck with music? I've been
months.
Doing music for like 6 months now.
Yeah, it's good.
No, I mean, like good.
Had a melody.
How do you listen to it? Headphones.
That's
nice.
Smart. That's smart. I have been sticking it directly in my ear.
Yeah.
It does not work well.
No. But we're talking specifically about Biggie Smalls potentially calling out a member of the New York Knicks in a song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a story to tell. Not even potentially, definitely.
We're yeah, just it's to, not. There's no potential.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out
who it is.
Who it is and if the confirmations are true based off of the song lyrics and, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah, we're just trying to, we want to figure out exactly which Nick he is calling out and how truthful his claims are.
Mm-hmm.
Send them letters.
Yeah. Because the song is wild. If you don't know, I got a story to tell.
Can we play it in the background while we do this?
I don't. What if Apple comes for us or whoever else we put the podcast
who,
on
Biggie?
Comes for us?
Biggie?
Come on.
No.
He's dead, Kyle. He can't
I
come.
I know.
He wants
that's
us.
What I'm saying.
He wants his legend to live on.
He's dead. He's not going to come after us.
No, it's in his wishes that we talk about
alive,
his song.
Though, and Diddy is very
I'm friends with him.
Very litigious.
Fine.
Yeah, for real. Like, Diddy beat the shit out of us. He beat Drake's ass at a club before.
Yeah.
You know that?
No.
And he hit that UCLA coach with a dumbbell.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, Diddy's no joke.
No, he doesn't fuck around.
No.
Yeah, but in the song, he's saying that he hooked up with one of the girlfriends of a Knick player, and then, like, he was at the player's
house.
Well,
read the exact lyrics, Dan. Word for word. Don't skip any words.
Dan can't read all the
I can't read that much.
Yes, he can.
No.
I'm pretty sure we can play the song, though.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Play it under it, you know?
Like a light little melody.
I like little melody to soothe, like we did with the Oladipo episode.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like where we just had it going on in the background. That was nice.
Also,
prayers
to Oladipo.
Yeah, man, you guys are both having.
Yeah, we're having rough
real
seasons.
Luckily, as a Bulls
fan,
it's been nice.
It's been good.
Yeah.
You can't get any.
Somehow we've gotten
honestly,
worse.
Yeah. You know, you just chill out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You do kind of just like, I just put less of my happiness in basketball this year.
Yeah, I realize that, it's just a game. Things happen. Like,
yeah.
It's just a
I've
game.
I've become more like,
yeah.
It's whatever, yeah. Man. Like, yeah. I'm turning into the dude about basketball.
Yeah. Don't let it hurt you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I won't let it hurt me.
No, it hurts real bad. I saw my guy's leg just collapse while he was running.
Yeah.
It would have been more like, it feels so much worse when it's not like, someone ran into him or he came down.
Yeah,
he just fell down.
Tough, yeah.
I just wish we had a guy.
Yeah, you don't even got a guy. You might get a guy. You might get
Zion. You got Laurie. He'll be a guy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think I would rather have Kyle Kuzma than him.
That's not on the table.
No, I don't.
Come on, man. Please.
No.
Can we trade?
Yeah. But jumping back into the story.
Yeah.
Bad teams aside. But I guess you're excluded. Your team's not bad. You just it was unfortunate.
It's just gonna be bad from now on.
We'll make the playoffs. Yeah, we'll be like a six seed.
Except I might trade for Mike Conley though.
I'd be down.
But yeah. We're talking about Biggie's got a story to tell. We said that already. And when we try to go deep into it and think about who he might have been talking about, we try to make the timelines connect. So Biggie got on, I believe they said he was started rapping in 91, and I believe he inked a deal in 92, 93.
Mm-hmm.
And his first album, Ready to Die, came out 94. I got a story to tell us on the second album,
yeah,
Life After Death, which was recorded in New York City from 1995 to 1997. Now, if you look at the Knicks rosters, we can try to...
Well, I was trying to pull up the exact lyrics here.
Yeah, but the...
I think it's coming up in the song. You're going to have to read them, though, Cleveland. I think if Dan and I read it,
I mean, it's coming up in the song.
A very different kind of podcast.
Let me see.
So there's you were trying to trick me the whole time.
Yes. I was trying to... I wanted...
Well, I mean, I know the song well enough that I don't...
But I mean, yeah. Like, just the lyric, the New York Knicks lyric. That's all I was looking for.
Well, she...
Like, the whole,
dick,
like... I mean, like, to say, like, here's...
Says
the,
Biggie says that she get dick from a player off the New York Knicks, which is good rhyming, in my opinion. Kudos, Biggie. But, yeah, and then he later goes on to say that how they're having sex, and then at some point he hears that they... We said the game got rained out, which basketball games getting rained out,
like
that doesn't happen.
He doesn't know. He forgot that part about basketball.
People just throwing you off. He has a story to tell. Just to tell you a story. Well, either way, well, he's having sex with this girl. Her boyfriend, the Knicks player, comes home. You can pause that. That's like, listen, you can probably go through. But he says that he was 6'5", but he comes up while they're having sex, and while he's halfway on the stairs, she shouts out, "Hey, can you get me something to drink?" And he goes down, brings her something to drink, and as he's coming up, Biggie is thinking of a way to evade having to, you know, fight, I guess, a Nick, because I wouldn't want to fight a Nick.
He's not going to win that fight.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like, he's equipped to beat you in every single way. Like, unless you got a gun, you can shoot something. Like, that's very different. And then Biggie, even though you're from New York, if you shoot a Knicks player, that would be...
That's
insane.
A death sentence.
That is insane.
Yeah, he'd probably be in trouble.
Yeah. Like, that's like Biggie would, yeah. Like, New York would forever be... I don't know. It depends, I guess, where you fall. But, yeah. But yeah, so he came with the idea to pretend that he was robbing her and I guess had made her strip naked or put like a robe on or something like that. And then the Knicks player, yet to be, you know, named, at least on this podcast, comes in. Biggie puts the gun on him, tells him, you know, this is a stick up, and that he starts taking money out of the floorboards.
And like just a product.
Exactly, right? Just thousands of dollars, and gives it to him, and then Biggie just, he leaves.
Yeah.
Which is a wild, wild
came
story.
Came into someone's house, fucked their wife, and then took some of their money, and then left.
Yes. With like or a girlfriend.
I thought he said it was a wife.
Was it the wife?
It's just, I don't think it like specifically says wife or girlfriend. Oh. It's just like a Knicks girl.
For some reason, I thought for sure that was like, okay.
Nah.
I mean, I could definitely be wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. You wrong? What?
Hey, Cleveland, can I talk to you outside real quick?
Yeah, sure. During the podcast?
Yeah, dude. We'll just leave it for Dan for a while.
You
want to
hold
it
down for a bit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, this is my moment to shine.
Yeah.
Yes. You can pass play on that that young track. But, so there's a couple of things that are of interest to me when it makes me think about these particular players. If you try to, okay, so like I said, it was recorded from 95 to 97, his album.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled up like the rosters from the 95-96 season and then 96-97 season. I even stretched it a year earlier just in case he decided not to add it. But I guess, I don't think, Like, I feel like Biggie was, like, having, like, he was pulling girls, but I feel like he needed to pop before he was, like, pulling girls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
93 is probably, like, a little early for
him. A little early in the trajectory. I don't think, like, he's having sex with a Knicks player's girlfriend in 93.
Yeah. He would have been a celebrity by the time this was happening. Yeah,
for sure. So, we'll start with 95. So, looking at this 95 roster, they have, just going through it, they have Willie Anderson, 6'7" from Georgia.
Okay. And we're, 6'5" is the height that Biggie says.
Yeah, the height that's listed. And but my thoughts also, too, is like, Biggie, if he's elaborating about it getting rained out, like, I don't think he was, like, looking at, like, a roster sheet to, like, check out the height. He could have, like, 6'5 could mean 6'7 or 6'8.
Also, when if you ever met, like, someone who's, like, 6'4 or taller, it's like, you might as well be 6'8.
Yeah,
I don't.
You're fucking, exactly.
You're so much taller.
You're
than
tall,
me.
Dog. Like,
you're tall. Good for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have a friend that. I have a couple. Like, two friends that are, like, 6'7. And I just always forget how huge they are every time. Yeah. You're just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah. NBA players are gigantic.
Mm hmm. So we had Willie Anderson, who's a shooting guard, 6'7".
It's a big shooting guard.
It's a really big shooting guard. And then we have Hubert Davis, which is a suspect.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead.
6'5".
6'5", right on the head.
My favorite.
Your favorite suspect?
Yeah.
He's an interesting suspect.
Yes. And then we have Patrick Ewing, 7'. We can get into that later.
A little tall.
I'm going to say disqualified.
Yeah, but I got some suspicions.
What are
Ron
your suspicions?
Grandison. We'll get into it.
Ron Grand 6'6".
6'6".
6'6", power forward.
Yeah, exactly.
You could mix that up. Wow, their shooting guard was taller than their power forward.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely makes sense.
And then we have Gary Grant.
6'3". He's in there.
Yeah. Derek Harper, 6'4".
See,
that's pretty suspicious.
6'5".
Yeah,
that's the
exactly.
Same thing.
Exactly. Brad Lojas. Anthony Mason at 6'7".
Yeah.
Charles
also
Oakley at 6'8".
I'm going to say Charles Oakley is disqualified not for height reasons, just for if that was Charles Oakley,
he
would have killed.
He
would have gotten shot maybe, but he would have killed him.
He would have flipped, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that shit's nuts. J.R. Reed, who's 6'9", is getting a little tall. Yeah. John Starks, who was the original first Nick that it was rumored to have been.
Yeah.
Who was married at the time, I believe, but that doesn't really mean anything, I guess, for NBA players.
Yeah, professional athlete married is, like, not that committed.
Yeah. And then we have Herb Williams, who was 6'10", so that's getting in the tall area. And then you have Charlie Ward, 6'2".
Yeah, I forgot Charlie Ward's, like, from that far back.
Yeah, I believe that was his rookie year, if I'm not mistaken.
I really liked him, because he, like, played football at FSU, too.
Mm-hmm. So who are your favorite?
He was,
who are your favorite, alleged suspects? Well, Charlie Ward. Sorry, Charlie Ward.
Oh, I say Hubert Mason.
Yeah.
And I kind of think I have a little suspicion with Harper, too.
Okay.
People said one person we forgot, Larry Johnson. Did we say him already?
Larry Johnson. Well, that's it. That would be in another season. So if we go through to the...
He's on the 96 team, right?
Yeah, the 96-97 roster. You have Scott Brooks. Definitely not.
No.
No offense, Scott Brooks.
But also some 5'11", Scott Brooks.
No.
Yeah, no.
Not Scott Brooks.
That would be so great to hear Scott Brooks.
She
get
from a player off the New York Knicks, and it's Scott Brooks. That shit is crazy.
Just waving at him.
Scott Brooks is like almost my exact same dimensions.
Yeah.
We got Chris Childs, who was pretty young, and I think he was making rookie money.
Yeah.
And if the story is about...
The story's true. It's in a two-story
exactly.
apartment.
It's an apartment. Some stairs going up. There's money in the floorboards. No way he has that type of money yet.
No.
Patrick Ewing.
And
could
he would
have that type of
throw
money.
A punch.
Yeah, he's still there. Allen Houston is in the fold now. Allen Houston is 6'6".
Yeah, he's right there.
Larry Johnson, 6'6". Dante Jones, 6'8". Walter McCarty. Sorry, McCarty, 6'10". Eh. Again, Charles Oakley is there. John Starks is there. These other guys really matter. Herb Williams is still there. So between those people, and if you look at the salaries regarding the money that could have been. Patrick Ewing in 94-95 was only making $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
But the apartments in New York City was a bit cheaper back then. So, I mean, it's possible. Who was one of the other people? Derek Harper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was making $2.3 million that season.
Yeah.
In 94-95.
Yeah.
It's enough to probably afford an apartment. That's enough that
you can... Yeah, you got some money.
Derek Harper hilariously looks like my Uncle Warren.
Really?
Like they sort of have the exact same face. It's very strange.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Derek Harper your uncle?
I think so, dude. What if this song's about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I played for the Knicks?
Well, the other thing is like... Since they say it's their, they say in the song the Knicks are playing the Utah Jazz that night.
Yeah.
So they only played the Jazz in New York one time in 95, and it was, what was it?
Oh, shit.
It was November 12th, 1995 is when the Jazz were in town.
So that's whenever this would have taken place.
Yeah, and only 9 Knicks played that night. So that makes me think that it has to be someone who played.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason, Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Derek Harper. That's the starting lineup. And then it is Gary Grant, Charles Smith, Charlie Ward, and Hubert Davis coming off the bench.
Hubert Davis, baby.
So I feel like it has to be one. It has to be someone who's at least playing, because you're not bragging about a New York Knick.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a guy who rides the bench.
Yeah,
exactly. Looking at the people who were making money then, Patrick Ewing was making $18 million this season.
Jesus,
definitely could have been Patrick Ewing.
Yeah,
just saying, and not saying like, because some people came out and said that they believe it could be Anthony Mason, and it is Anthony Mason, and that's it. But there's still rumors coming out. Dan showed me that one article about the one girl, or was it you who said the girl who said her coach was the person that it happened to. Like, she said it. He was the one it happened to. And I'm pretty sure Herb Williams is her coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Herb Williams.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Like, I feel like people have said it's this person, said it's that person. I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that it could have been Patrick Ewing. Just because, and they switch it around. I mean, the stories switch. NBA games don't get rained out like we said.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like, he was the chosen son for New York. I could see them not wanting to diss him, but I know he also had like a family and shit like that.
Yeah. It's kind of like similar to the LeBron Delonte West thing, where it's like players and teammates around LeBron were like, this Delonte West story can't be true. It's not true.
Yeah.
And it's like, part of that is just like, yeah, you want to protect that guy because you don't want him to get pissed in your city.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I still think that's like a lot of why LeBron left.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But imagine that if season, it would have come out that Patrick Ewing got robbed at gunpoint after Biggie had sex with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing would be like, get me the fuck out of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too dangerous.
You couldn't walk around. He was making 18. This was the height of Patrick Ewing. Like, this was crazy. Not the height. He was almost done, but you know what I mean? But he was still doing his thing.
He was the man.
Yeah. Paying him some back money. Anthony Mason was making $3 million a year.
I think Anthony Mason is a very probable cause.
Yeah.
He's also on the list of the notorious Knicks who were living pretty wild in New York City.
Yeah, you can say that. Did you read that fucking story about him?
Yes.
With the girls?
Yeah, you can bring that up.
So there's like, I mean, he didn't get charged with anything because his defense is very strange. But he meets, him and his cousin meet, and stop me if I get any of these wrong, but they meet a 14-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Yes.
And where were they at?
They were introduced at a college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had some college game.
But it's also like, it's a city college, so it's like there's no reason to believe just because they're at the college game they go to the college.
They go there, yeah.
It's just like in the city.
Also, too, it's pretty questionable. Why would someone want to introduce a 14 and a 15-year-old to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you need an introduction? I hate teenagers. Like, get them all away from me.
let alone introduce one to me. Worst people.
They are terrible.
Stop. So that's weird in of itself. But then, yeah, go ahead.
But so he takes him in his limo and they like go back to this dude's like basement apartment. Mm-hmm. And then supposedly, from what they say, Mason knew how old they were, and they both had sex with him and his cousin. Yes. And then, like, they left. They went back to their parents' house at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning or something, mm-hmm. and called the police. And then they had, like, some other, I don't know. Boy, I petered out on that. I forgot
yeah, you,
some of the rest
you
of the
really
details.
Are losing steam on this one.
Yeah, I forgot all the details, and I feel like it's a sensitive enough thing that if I say it wrong, then it's like,
yeah, no,
ugh.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
It's
pretty gross.
It's pretty,
yeah,
it's pretty
fucking
awful.
It's not cool.
It's yeah. also one of the reasons that I think it's like most compelling that it could be Anthony Mason, because whose girlfriend is more likely to cheat on them than a guy who's got that type of behavior in him?
Yeah.
Like, that's also yeah. true.
Well, and like, that's the fucked up part about this. He didn't say, I didn't know how old they were. He said, I knew how old they were. They were in my limo. I didn't have sex with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And typically, like, when it comes to, like, murder cases, if you place yourself at the scene,
you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're kind of fucked.
No,
you know
his defense was like, look, we all love hanging out with 14-year-olds.
Hey,
it's a good
like
time
out with
to platonically hang out with
yeah.
14-year-olds.
Yeah. Never.
No.
Like, ever. Like, if someone tries to hang out with teenagers around me, I would be furious.
Yeah. There's just, like, literally no excuse of where you would, like, think that would be.
No.
That's my thing is, like, there's, like, he can say he didn't do it, but it's, like, there's no reason you'd place yourself in that situation.
Mm-mm.
But I guess, like, his, like, PR person or whoever was just, like, he'd been in New York for, like, 5 hours when this happened. Like, this
yes,
like,
foolproof, yes.
But, I yeah. mean, like, where he was just, like, he just got into the, like, it was, like, his cousin or something.
Yeah.
He was, like, his cousin just got into the city. He's like, it's just always, he said, what did he say? It's always a full moon or something like that with that guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just fucked up.
But, yeah, Anthony Mason, it doesn't see, the argument against him is not great, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, people said it's him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple who were saying it was him.
Fat Joe spilled the beans,
yeah,
if you will.
It's probably the first beans mm-hmm. he spilled, am I right?
I mean, he's lost a lot of weight, though.
Yeah.
Nah,
he started taking care of himself after Big Pun passed away.
Yeah, tell your jokes. Nah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell him.
You no. seem to have some sort of axe to grind with Fat Joe,
yeah,
so here's your platform.
All right, we used to be in a beef.
Like, about what? He's like medium Joe now, also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I called him medium Joe.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He got pissed.
He's like, put some respect on my name. It's
yeah.
fat.
He said that before Birdman said it, or after Birdman said it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was... You
he just
well
posted
was.
The Birdman mean on
well,
your Facebook page.
You probably
page.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah, for sure.
It's yeah. If you give me a little more time, I'll think of it.
I'll start asking you questions.
Give me just a little bit more time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, I don't know. The thing I get hung up on is the pulling money out. Because we don't know exactly which part of which story is which. But you have to imagine to be face-to-face with a Nick player. Like, that has to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that part, how do you escape that without the robbery part being true? Unless you look at each other and it's just like, ah, crazy. And he walks out like that doesn't happen.
I can't see that happening in this situation.
No.
Especially with like half the people they're saying it could be.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see Anthony Mason like being like, hey, a total misunderstanding.
Here's what
yeah,
I find.
Not at all. He was like a monster on the court. Like,
yeah.
I
don't know.
I can't see that.
This is my guess. This is... That kind of brings in like my theory with John Starks, if it is him, because they say that he has money in the floorboards.
Yes.
And money in the floorboards, I feel like, is something you do if you're like...
You used to work at a grocery store.
That is true.
You need cash on hand. Like, everyone I've ever known who does that sort of thing is someone who, like, this is their first time having money.
Yeah, I keep
so
money in a sneaker box.
Yeah?
You don't can't trust banks.
No.
He thought I was. Yeah.
Nah.
No. All right.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, dude. I'm suppressing so many finance classes right now.
Yo, you could
actually.
Come over if you want. I know people. I know your cryptocurrencies.
Yeah. I'm all over cryptocurrency. Yeah. I love losing thousands of dollars.
Yeah, dude.
You
I don't know if you
thousands.
Know this, but now's the time to invest. Cleveland.
Yeah, if you deal with me, you'd only lose hundreds, I promise you. You're going to lose, not thousands. I wouldn't lose you thousands.
Yeah, tens of dollars, dude.
Yeah.
No, I had a buddy who kept money underneath the mattress in his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And it was terrifying any time we went over because we were like, he's pretty outspoken that he keeps his money under his mattress.
Mm-hmm. Why?
And you kind of get the sense that, like, yeah, at any point someone could try something here.
Yeah, for sure. That's what you got to.
Why would you be outspoken about it? I get why you do it, but why would
some
you
people,
tell
you know, some people just, you know.
Yeah. He just wasn't a tactful guy.
Yeah.
You only have to learn that lesson one time, and then he'll never do that again.
And all you have to lose is all the money you have.
Yeah. It's a valuable, expensive lesson.
It's a valuable, expensive lesson.
But anyway, that's why I think John Starks would be someone who would do that. Also,
I do like that theory, though, because, I mean, he was undrafted, right? It didn't, like, he had to work his way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And money in the floorboards is exactly some type of, like broke rich thing.
Yeah.
That you do, especially if you come into some decent money. It's like, I'm not letting them get their hands on this.
Yeah, they won't touch this.
And the rumor in New York for a long time is that it was John Starks. Like, it was huge.
I love that his deflection of it was, first of all, I'm 6'2".
Yeah, he's like, hey, shut
Well, no,
shut
he didn't even do that.
Now.
He goes, I'm 6'2". They list me at 6'3", but I'm only 6'2". So he's even got to take himself more
like,
down.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, which sounds like a guy who would get cucked by Biggie.
Yeah, it kind of does.
The guy would be like, actually, I'm only 6'1", and if without shoes on, I'm 6 foot. Yeah. So it's like
Biggie was 6'2".
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 6'2".
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Biggie was a big dude.
Yeah, he was pretty tall.
Damn.
I think that's pretty tall, but I mean, it's tallish.
That's my exact height, Cleveland. Show some respect for it, please.
I mean, I know people that are taller, is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't need to hear about it right now.
All right.
We're talking about how tall 6'2" is and what a great height that is.
Yeah, for sure.
God damn it.
I think who could be a dark horse in this, correct me if I'm wrong, is Doug Christie.
Yeah.
Doug Christie is like...
Knowing Doug Christie, because Doug Christie famously has a wife who requested to smell his dick after he came home from places. And if it smelled too good, she would assume that he was cheating because he had showered right afterwards.
Yeah. I want that dick smelling a little bit.
Guys,
you know, that little bit smell.
I want to know which smell she was going for. Which smell would have been acceptable.
I imagine that, like, you know, whenever you're like painting a room and you're like picking out the colors and there's like different shades of a color.
Yeah.
I think she has a smell chart like that.
Yeah.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It goes from like onions to flowers.
Yeah, like, where she's like, "This is you have 3 hour old balls right now."
Yeah, from like from practice to
Why do you smell like 1 hour balls?
Yeah, exactly.
What were you doing?
Smells like 1 hour balls here.
Smell like 1 hour.
Are you getting that 2:30 feeling? That's when I crack open a 5 hour balls.
Gross.
30-hour balls, which is on the other chart.
Also like to point out, too, if there is Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley came out later and said that it wasn't and was pretty upset.
Well, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucked up to be like, to a guy who's dead, to be like, it was Biggie, it was like fucking his wife.
Yeah, you want to know something crazy? It was actually him.
Because
he was like, I shouldn't say anything about the dead, but... it was Anthony Mason, which is crazy to me.
Well, also, like, the timeline of this, if this is true, it means the year after it happened, he was on the Charlotte Hornets.
Yes.
So that also kind of makes me think it could have been Anthony Mason, because that's a good to not be back on the same team.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
My thing also, too, I feel like if you're Charles Oakley, I feel like he would, I don't know, he would have Anthony Mason's back, like he would go to bat for him, but I feel like, would he lie for him?
Yes.
I think he might. He's like he's in Jordan's posse, right?
Yeah.
That he's lied for people before
for
reputation.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would lie, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for his dead friend.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it is pretty shitty of Fat Joe to just throw it out.
Yeah,
because
it's just
name.
Not his place whatsoever.
No.
No.
And then he said later that he thought that it was widely known. But here's my thing, too, is that they also asked Jadakiss, and Jadakiss didn't know who it was. And Jadakiss and Biggie, I feel, were a lot closer than Fat Joe and Biggie were.
But is that Jadakiss playing dumb?
Jadakiss being a good friend and being like, I can't. That is
that is
true. Jadakiss answered it the exact way that I would have answered it had I known.
Yeah.
For a fact, who it was.
And Jadakiss, even without giving an answer, he's like being more charming than Fat Joe when he gives the answer in that interview. Like, he's being kind of funny and beating around the bush, and he knows he's giving a good interview. And Fat Joe just, like, you know, he lays out the facts of what he's saying happened, but he kind of, you can tell he's like not doing that well in the interview when he says that.
Also, too, not too long after Fat Joe said it, they were talking to Diddy at Hot 97. about, I think Bad Boy was doing like a reunion tour or something. And they saw him, they were like, hey, Diddy, what's your favorite Biggie song current? Like, what's your favorite Biggie song? And he was trying to like think about it. And he was like, I don't know. He was like, well, right now I probably have to say it's probably, I'm in the mood of, I got a story to tell. And coincidentally, it had come a mere like days after Fat Joe.
Yeah.
So it was in the news. They were like, and everybody, they would start freaking out. They were like, oh shit, well, how do you feel about Fat Joe spilling the beans? And he was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean he spilled the beans? And they said, well, Fat Joe said it's Anthony Mason. And then Diddy, you can hear him say, oh, it's out.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says it's out. And they like, well, does that confirm it? And then Diddy was like, I'm focusing on positivity and all this blah 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 blah. And tried to like walk it. But it seems, and also too, if anyone would lie for Biggie if he didn't want the true reputation, or if it was Patrick Ewing, they wouldn't have said it. Diddy, I feel like, would absolutely lie for Biggie in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have different sides of people who I absolutely believe would lie for the other person.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Especially in these kind of times where it's like, there's not, like, pictures or anything. It's no social media thing. Like, it's not like people can come back and go, like, trace where you're at or, like, kind of, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of just based on people's word.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a great time to lie.
Which is a great time to lie. Yeah. And look at all the lies that are in the NBA alone. Yeah. And as many lies are in hip-hop. It's crazy.
If it was Anthony Mason, it's definitely gotten to a point where he's become a scapegoat, like true or false.
Yeah.
Because Starks throws him under the bus real hard.
Exactly.
And it's like, all right, as you got enough people backing him up, so even if it's not him, mm-hmm. you're going to say that because it's like, this is the most reliable. Like, we've all, after a long enough amount of time, decided this is the thing we're going to say it is.
But yeah. Don't you kind of think Starks did that because, like, the main person that, like, people were like, this is about is John Starks?
Yeah, so he like, had to I feel be like people- it's someone. I can't say who it is, yeah. But it is someone. Kind of, like, winking a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, man.
What was the theory behind it being Hubert Davis? Because well, I know
he's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Flat.
Yeah.
How much was he making this season?
Well, wasn't there because he was a coach at UNC? And yeah. Wasn't there,
and there was
a,
like a Duke player that like was like he's on the roster at that time, and then there's a Duke player that has like a picture of him, and it says, "Hey, Hubert, I got a story to tell."
Oh.
And then it's like him, a picture of like Hubert Davis and Biggie from that time. And then it like has the Wikipedia of him being 6'5" highlighted, and then the Wikipedia of him being active years on the Knicks highlighted.
That's interesting.
And it's just like it's pretty interesting.
I don't know, man.
It is funny that if you go to like some of the Knicks players, like their Wikipedia page, like I think it is Starks, Anthony Mason, Hubert Davis. If you go to their Wikipedia pages, I got a story to tell is like one of the tabs.
Damn.
So yeah, Anthony Mason has like a whole like thing on his Wikipedia. It's like there's a whole thing about I've got a story to tell.
It's also kind of fucked up because like he is dead, so he can't even defend himself.
Yes,
I know. We were gonna have him on the pod to defend himself, and.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We should do a seance.
He died years ago.
Yeah.
And he died before we could start this podcast, so.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, this podcast is a remembrance of Anthony Mason.
Yeah, honestly.
Who had a really underrated dunk contest performance.
Yeah. When the... never mind. I won't say anything. Because the dunks back then were kind of...
Oh, yeah. They weren't as good.
Lame. Were you going to say lame?
Whatever.
They're not as good, that's for sure.
They were fine.
I know one thing, you put Zach LaVine back then, hey, now you're cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Put Zach LaVine, now you're cooking.
Jason Richardson is the most underrated dunker of all time. That
for
dude
sure,
was amazing.
For sure.
I do love, sometimes I'll go on a rabbit hole on YouTube and just watch, because they fucked with the format of the dunk contest so many times. And like just to go back and watch like the year where they had to spin like a big shoe carnival wheel, and then it would like pull up a historic dunk that they had to emulate, and it was just like, yeah, this isn't even hard for these guys.
Yeah, not at all.
It was like a double clutch reverse or something.
Oh yeah, I guess we could wind down if it's
yeah,
but you know, whoever it was, They know who it was. Mm-hmm. I still have a sneaking suspicion. You know what?
We could go like 5 or 10 more minutes.
I'm just saying. I like to think outside the box. I believe none of what I hear and half of what I see. So if people are telling me that it's Anthony Mason, I'm likely to think that it's not.
Yeah.
Just because that's who I am.
I really think Anthony Mason is the easiest person to like.
It's the easiest person to pin it on.
Yeah.
He's dead.
And kind of not a great reputation. So it's like, I don't think people are like, oh, it's too bad for him, you know?
If I'm Starks and the rumors going around, I could see him. He is bullheaded. I could see him being like, yo, stop telling them that. Or tell whatever. Put some shit out. It's not me. Mm-hmm. Stop this shit.
Yeah.
It's not fucking me. I was married at the time. Whatever the fuck. Like, get me the fuck out of this.
The one thing that really makes me think, too, because, like, Biggie does a lot of stuff with language in the song that's kind of like, oh, like, the 6'5 thing where it's just, like, kind of a median height in the NBA, and the thing where he says the game was a rain out makes me think that it was Hubert Davis, because Hubert Davis was specifically a three-point specialist. And I think, like, Biggie's smart enough to know you don't rain out NBA games.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I could see him, like, dropping that kind of a hint. Where it's like, there's no reason to say it's a rain out. It's just like kind of fun language that he throws in there for no real reason.
Oh, I like that.
I also wonder what could have, because if this is in the time where Biggie is Biggie in the city, if you come in and I'm a Knicks player and I see you and I see that you're Biggie Smalls.
He said he pulled a ski mask down.
Oh, okay. I got you. I forgot about that part. I'm like, sir?
Yeah, you're obviously Biggie Smalls.
Also, still with the ski mask, I'm like,
he's got a distinctive voice.
A lot of rings you got on there.
Yeah,
he's the Coogee sweater.
Yeah, I've seen that outfit on my Source magazine, which is right there.
He's wearing the yellow bad boy jersey.
I should not have worn Biggie, this.
He's like, no, it's not.
Get the spot on Biggie impression.
No.
You know how Biggie's always saying
no puff. No puff. Oh my god.
Is that better?
That's
puff. That's I mean
you got like puff. I feel like
puff.
It's you kind of have like a George and Lenny thing going on, but I like it.
I think I had that going on before the
That's hilarious.
Started.
But I mean, I don't know. Rest in peace to Biggie and Anthony Mason.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'll ever truly, truly know, because I don't believe musicians. I don't believe the shit that people in the entertainment industry typically tell me. So I don't know. To me, it's still up in the air, but that's just me.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I feel like if I have to pick someone, I'm going Anthony Mason, just because it feels like there's so much evidence stacked against him. All the other stuff is like, is the conspiracy part of my brain is what keeps me wanting to not say him, because there's all the things of like, well, of course you pinned it on the dead guy. He can't defend himself. If that was Patrick Ewing, like, it puts him in such a weird situation where he has to be like.
I do love that theory, though.
Yeah.
That it's like, it's Patrick Ewing.
Anyone living now, it's like, well, Biggie Smalls is the dead guy that's beloved. So if everyone's saying, yeah, it was John Starks, and John Starks is like, no, well, then you're the guy who's calling Biggie Smalls a liar.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that.
Yeah. So if you're John Starks and it is you, you just say, Or you know who it is. It's like, it was a player. It's not me, though.
But what I'm saying is, I think we should say Anthony Mason did it, just because that lets it kind of rest for whoever it actually was. It might be fucked up. He's dead, but...
You don't want to start the Patrick Ewing train?
Mm-mm, no. I don't want to mess up the good thing Georgetown has.
Let's do it. You know me. Especially now. I love Ewing. He's like the greatest Nick of all time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as far as I'm concerned.
Larry Johnson.
4-point play. Good shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's good shit.
Where would you put Sprewell on that list? Wait, could you do a top five Knicks of your favorite Knicks? You don't have to be the best. Your favorite Knicks.
Of my favorite.
Because this would be
Knicks.
A nice way to like round this out.
Yeah.
Favorite. Patrick Ewing for like the lore. And just everything, and just watching back and just seeing what he meant to the city. He was crazy, even though I was pretty young. Two, probably JR.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That And that is why we are friends.
Yes. 3, Mellow.
I like that.
Mellow was super fun with you guys.
Yeah. 4. As much as it sucks, I'll say Porzingis.
Yeah?
Yeah. 5. Because the little bit of him was like very lit.
Yeah.
For the city, which was crazy. 5. I don't know. 5, I don't know. Maybe.
Marbury?
Sprewell?
Nate Robinson, Sprewell.
Nate Robinson had a real fun Nate stretch.
Chris Sprewell. Childs?
Christian.
For punching Kobe?
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was good for
that
us.
Always made
yeah.
me a Chris Childs fan,
that
actually.
Was good for
yeah.
us. I was tight.
I was always into that. He, like, yeah. really gets him, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you got a chance to get Kobe.
Oh, God damn, it's beautiful.
Gotta,
I love watching it.
You got to get his ass, for real.
So funny.
Yeah. But, yeah.
All right.
That's where I rested. Also, I want to say goodbye, KP,
yeah,
to the Knicks. That shit was crazy.
That was wild.
Ran me up. That shit was wild.
It was like 2 minutes between them.
Yeah,
like,
I was
Kristaps
like,
just had a meeting with the Knicks. Kristaps is traded off of the Knicks.
Yeah.
I will remember.
It was like
finally.
They hadn't finished their sentence.
Yeah. It was like, Kristaps is like, ooh, he's gone. He's gone.
And he's gone.
Yeah, he's out. Shit. And they were like, oh, fuck. Well, whatever. I mean, looking at it logically now, though, I am.
Wiped your tears away?
Yeah, for sure. I was bad that day. I was rough.
Well, I was trying to find the exact.
Yeah,
I think I texted you like there was a loss.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That, yo, I was telling Kat, she was like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I was like, yo, the Knicks traded Kristaps. She was like, oh, for real? And I was like, yeah. She was like, I mean, like, it's all right, though. Like, he has a choice. Like, if he wants to go, he wants to go. What the fuck do you mean if he wants to go, he wants to go? What?
I like that.
I was like, huh?
He took Kristaps.
Yeah, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? She was like, you got to think about it like this. You know, like, he's in the right of his own life. He wants to go win somewhere. Like, he's not going to do it with the Knicks. And I was like, what are you saying right now?
Yeah, why don't you
mean
shut
he's not
going to
do it with the Knicks?
Yeah, for real. Whoa.
We're getting Durant next season.
Yeah, you know? And she don't believe that shit because she was a Bulls fan. She was like, I believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah. It was dope. I was one of the ones when he got drafted. I was on board. I was like, yo, he's sick. He's going to be dope.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came in and started doing all the putbacks.
The putbacks.
I was like, yo. He did the spin, crossover spin on that one Atlanta Hawks player. I think it was Paul Millsap. Mm-hmm. I think Paul Millsap was guarding him like he was like, this kid is not going to get past me.
Yeah.
And he just spun it behind the back and spun and just went. It was nuts.
Yeah, he was – that rookie year of his was wild.
Yeah, G. And then before he got hurt, when he that first stretch of the season, when he, like, averaged for, like, 30 points a game for, like, a month.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
He was a beast.
You sent me a text message at one point that said, it hurts so fucking bad, man. I can't even explain.
Yeah, for real, yo. Yeah, for real, yo. I was distraught. But now I'm better.
I was trying to find it. I knew there was, like
– yeah, for real.
But it is, like – I feel like whenever Oladipo went down, I, like, texted Dan, like, something
yeah,
happened
real.
To
yeah,
like, one
yo.
Of his family members.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
Well, because it's like you do like put so much of an investment
yeah.
into it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It means a lot. And it's
yeah.
like
I was like, I like so few things, and basketball
yeah.
is such a big part of that.
Such a big part of the
and
things.
And the
I
Knicks
like.
Is such a big part of that.
Yeah.
And for like, there was one thing, and like this, Yaya Dubin, who is Jared Dubin, he posted that the only Knicks player to be signed to an extension like past like 5 years was Chris Childs. Yes, Chris Childs and the writer, he said he was 7 when that happened, that he's 30 now.
Wow.
So we haven't kept a rookie past 5 years since he was 7 years old.
That's crazy.
That shit's fucking nuts.
That's an insane
That's
step.
Insane. And we've been horrible since my entire adult life.
Just by accident, you should have a guy you keep longer than
exactly,
that.
Exactly, for sure. But I mean, Phil Jackson truly, truly, truly fucked up.
Yeah, he
with
was
this kid, like
yeah.
he did, like he in every single way imaginable, fucked up. But now we got a new regime. I believe in them. Dennis Smith Jr. I'm
He's
curious
fun.
To see what
He's
happens.
Exciting.
He's fun,
yeah.
you know.
I was hoping the Bulls would get him. So you
yeah,
know.
So
I love Fizdale.
We'll see what happens if the back channels they say Durant's coming. I pray that's true. Hopefully the lottery odds go our way or your way.
Are they keeping DeAndre?
They said they want to keep DeAndre to. To help show him how to.
I hope they get rid of cancer.
For Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
Cancer is a pain in the ass.
Cancer
of every
kind
Knicks
of He's on Twitter trolling.
Yes, he is trolling, yes.
And it's just like, you're the one that's going to be a free agent. This is a bad look for you.
He's
dude.
Not getting money anywhere.
Yeah, nah. he's going to sign
someone
a contract.
Someone will sign him because teammates love him, but he's not going to get like a big contract.
But he's not getting more than $5 million.
He's not getting, I don't think he's getting $5 million.
Then he'd be on like a minimum?
Yes.
Yeah, he could
fuck
be on.
Himself that bad?
Yes.
I mean, like, it is like, if you were an organization.
No, if you're a shitty organization, you can throw $5 million at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the shit he's doing on Twitter is like, he's worth it to just not have him.
It's real dumb.
Yeah.
All you could do is just, I mean, like, he is like the easiest player to beat on defense every fucking time.
Yeah.
It's just pick and roll him and he's done. Yeah. Because there's like no one that does it worse than he does.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But, you know, for the next KP, I will miss you. I will watch you in Dallas.
They're fun. I watched them when I was texting you. What? I was watching the Knicks, and it was like, they're fun.
Yeah, they're, yeah. You know, we'll see. Dennis Smith Jr., Kevin Knox. I want to see the backcourt of Dennis Smith Jr. and Frank Ntilikina, because they both make up for what the other one kind of doesn't.
Yeah, they're kind of a great pairing.
Be really interesting to see how they play together.
Yeah, I think their backcourt
could be dope. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yes. But
so, keep an eye out for the Knicks this year.
Yeah. Not this year.
Keep an eye out for the Knicks in 8 years.
Maybe next year. Hopefully next year. If it's Kyrie
and Kyrie.
Oh. It's Kyrie and KD.
Who's having a stroke now?
Yeah, for real. Yeah. All right. Like and subscribe.
Yeah. Bye.
But only if you want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to force you.
All right.
I'm not. I'm really not. If you want to, do it. If not, you know.
Whatever. It doesn't matter anymore.
All right.
Just like it.
Just like it. Or don't.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.